Can you explain to me the difference in attitude to homosexuality between the former Soviet bloc and today, and how that transition has been evolving?
Well, I'm not the best person to answer this question because I grew up in the West. But from what I understand, from what people have told me, sex was basically non-existent in the Soviet Union. There are lots of jokes that we just didn't have it then. But the word pederast is something that is used in the official language, used in legal documents, and it means, I think it basically means homosexual sex between men, and I'm not sure if there's this distinction of the different ages, but it's something that has gone into the vernacular, and it's used, it's interchangeable with pedophilia, and people do get very confused about this concept. I think the transition from living in a society where sex is invisible to living in a society where sex is used as a marketing tool and is around you all the time, and by one part of the society is used to make money to exploit women in bad situations. Latvia has been involved in all sorts of dubious things. We're famous for hosting SAG groups from the UK who believe they can come here and behave very badly. And there's a lot of discussion as to if that's something that we want for the image of Latvia. Some people say, yeah, they bring in money, let them come. You know, who cares how they behave? As long as, you know, they don't break the law, then they leave their money and go home again. Other people say, this isn't the country that we want to live in. This isn't the kind of image that we want to present for Latvia. And then if you add this sort of shocking change, especially for people, you know, in middle or older generations who've grown up without ever having to publicly address sexuality, and then you add in this confusion about what homosexuality is, or different sexual orientations or gender identity issues that certainly never had any place in the public forum for 50, 60 years, you can understand why there would be a lot of resistance.
What expectations does Mosaica have for the future, with Latvia now being in the European Union?
Mosaica is an organization that promotes LGBT people's rights, but we see this as one part of the human rights issue for any civil society. And that is where support from the European Union is very valuable. I think, as a layperson watching from the side, that members of the Latvian government, the ruling party, like being part of the European Union because it brings infrastructure, it brings development funds. On the other hand, they don't want to be told what to do, and they would like to pick and choose which parts of the European Union are useful to them at the moment. However, since they have signed up for the whole package, we feel that that we have every right, and we have the full support of the other member states to call for the recognition of all people's human rights in Latvia.
Okay, thank you very much, Anna, for talking to Indymedia.
Okay.